Punky Clark spent almost 10 years moving cattle from South Texas to the Kansas railheads. Then, as an old man, he wrote his memoirs in 1925. I was reading through that account recently, and he was talking about the quality of work from fellow cowboys. He called one man, Snake Sims, a regular scissor bill. I took it from the context that a scissor bill is one who is lazy and doesn't do his work well, but I have no idea of the origin of that word. All I know is it's not a compliment and could at times be the start of a knockdown, drag-out fight. If any of you know something about the origin of the word scissor bill, I'd sure appreciate hearing from you. I suppose almost every profession has a term or a colorful phrase, a description of those who are doing a lousy job in that particular field. But it seems to me, in the Christian faith, we've never developed such a vocabulary. What do we call a fellow believer who, by their own choice, is doing a horrible job of living a Christ-like life? Oh, some might call them backsliders, but most often, a backslider is one who doesn't try to live the faith at all. That is, one who has momentarily or permanently walked away from a Christian commitment. But what I'm thinking about is the brother or sister who sits in the pew just about every Sunday, but their personal life or their business life or their family life is so unbiblical that they're an embarrassment to the fellowship of believers. Now, I know that's where church discipline should come in. But for most churches, discipline comes slowly, awkwardly, if it comes at all. Besides, we save the formal proceedings of church discipline for just the most obvious, prolonged, unrepentant cases. How about a general shirking of Christian responsibility? The Scriptures never seem to hesitate to confront in those situations. The book of Hebrews says, "We have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are so slow to learn." It just seems to me that every once in a while, a pastor or a deacon or a church leader ought to look out at the congregation and say something to the effect, "You scissor bills in the crowd had better straighten up and get your life in order. You're an embarrassment to the Lord."